the Northern Lights on Saturday night. And also the Brothers Cortez is playing the Logger House Saturday night. And we're going to play something from that was recorded here on the Motor Live Drive. It's called We're Set Up. And we're just about set up for Dave Boutette, who is coming in on the Motor Live Drive. So we'll give you a little bit of Brothers Cortez recorded right here in our studios. And you can check them out Saturday night at the Logger House. All right, this is 5 o'clock. Time to remind you, you are listening to WHFR, the station making waves, WHFR Dearborn. What we heard in that set was the Brothers Cortez recorded live on the Motor Live Drive at 5, and they're going to be at the Logger House Saturday night the 19th. Check them out. They're a good band. Speaking of good bands, we've got Dave Boutette in the house. We don't have the Mackie turned on yet. Alrighty. And I'll turn it over to Mr. White.
And good afternoon. You're right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. It's right up 5 o'clock, and we'll have to tell you, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. And in our studios today, we have Dave Boutette right here. Hey, Dave.
What?
Would you like to do a song for us?
Yeah.
All right.
This is called Diamond Hand. No need to spill paint in the lap of the town since you made a shiny dime out of me. No need to call out the gang. Robbing sticks in our midst till the fire bell hangs. Since you made a shiny dime out of me. Oh, won't you slip me in your shoes? I'll bring home the bacon. Ooh, what's a guy to do? And now that he's been taken, ooh, let me write a letter in the sky. Swear that I will love you to die. Help me turn a boy to a man. Now you got your shiny diamond hand. On a star, no need to keep or change your clothes in my car, since you made a shiny dime out of me. I don't need to tell me again, you're so sweet, wipe your feet when you come back in, since you made a shiny dime out of me. I want you to slip me up your sleeve, and I will win the kitty. Ooh, you're not so naive to tip your hand just out of pity. Let me write a letter in the sky. Swear that I will love you to die. Help me turn a boy into a man. Now you got your shiny diamond hand.
Oh, I just wanted to say hi. You've been playing around the Detroit area for a long time.
Many years. Many different facets, but yeah.
Well, it's great to have you in. You've got a brand new CD out?
Yes, The Piccolo Heart on Embassy Hotel Records.
And you've got a big show coming up. When?
This Saturday night. That would be January 19th over there at the Trinity House Theater in Livonia.
And that's kind of like a special show, isn't it?
It's a very special show. It's a songwriter's round. We do them every once in a while at the Trinity House. There's myself, there's Chris Buhalis, Joe Serapair, and Jim Beiser. We're going to be performing in the round. All three of those folks are top-notch songwriters from Southeast Michigan. Joe Serapair from right here in Dearborn attended Edsel Ford High School with myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So you're a regular Dearborn boy, huh?
Born and raised. I lived on Linden Street, and I lived on Garrison Street, and I lived on Romer Street.
Well, you got around.
Well, you know, that lasted me 30 years, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Really, the whole thing is about the music, and you've been doing a whole lot of music for, you know, like for a long time. And, like I say, you've got a brand-new record out. Can you do a couple of songs off that brand-new record?
Oh, sure. This one's called Love Won't Go Away. I wrote this for my sister's wedding.
Love won't go away if you want it to or not. It messes up your kitchen. It's got feet up on the couch. Everybody knows, no matter what you do, love won't go away, so you better make some room. may have had a guest. You just could not unload. You're dropping hints like bowling balls, but they never hit the road. Love is kinda like that. In fact, that's what it is. Love don't budge when it gets real late, even with a goodnight kiss. Our love won't go away if you want it to or not. Hey, it messes up your kitchen. It's got feet up on the couch. Everybody knows, no matter what you do, love won't go away, so you better make some room. Now you can hide away your chocolate, your sweets and pettifogs. I keep a lid on anything you might have lost before. Tie your heart down tight, try to get love to scram. Leave that thing wide open, and love's gonna set up camp. Ah, love won't go away if you want it to or not. Hey, it messes up your kitchen. It's got feet up on the couch. Everybody knows, no matter what you do, love won't go away, so you better make some room. You can drive it to the airport, put it on a plane. I'll watch it get up on a bus, wipe a tear and wave. When you finally get home, start cleaning up the mess. Someone's coming through your door, bringing back your guests. Our love won't go away if you want it to or not. Hey, it messes up your kitchen. It's got feet up on the couch. Everybody knows, no matter what you do, love won't go away, so you better make some room. And our love won't go away, so you better make some room.
Love won't go away. That was for my sister's wedding.
All right. Now, Dave, you've been a Dearborn guy. You were born right here in Dearborn.
Well, I was born at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit.
But
I was soon brought back to my parents' home on Linden.
They whisked you away from Detroit and hustled you into Dearborn.
Yes.
In the shadow of night. But you went to school here.
Yes.
You graduated from Edsel Ford.
I did.
You even went right here to Henry Ford Community College.
Well, not immediately after Edsel Ford, but I did eventually get here to Henry Ford Community College.
Okay.
Great school.
And now tell me, if anybody wanted to get a hold of you,
yeah,
what's the best way for people to get a hold of Dave Boutette?
Dave Boutette at Hotmail. That's all you need. Boutette is spelled Boutette. So just Dave Boutette at Hotmail.com. And, you know, I check it now and then, and I'll get back to you. Sure, I will.
Okay, for all those guys that maybe you went to school with or maybe owe you money and they want to finally fess up. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Send all cash, checks, doubloons, and, you know, live poultry. Anything you want.
Now, you got the show at the Trinity House, but
yeah.
do you have any other shows coming up?
You know, I'm going up north to the Inside Out Gallery in Traverse City. That's going to be, I think, February 8th. That's a Friday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's it going to be? That's February 9th. That's Saturday.
Okay.
February 8th, I'll be at the Crooked Tree Art Center in Petoskey. And that's with our good friends Jamie Sue Seal and John Latini. That'll be kind of another songwriter's round that'll be going on up there. So the 8th in Petoskey and the 9th in Traverse City. And that'll be fun because then we can sled during the day.
If you can get up there through the snow.
No problem at all. You know, any good songwriter, any good traveling songwriter has very reliable transportation.
It's part of being a songwriter, right?
I suppose so. You know, they don't pay if you don't show up, usually.
Okay, well, the thing is, you have shown up here.
I did.
So why don't we just keep that music going?
Okay. This one is not on the record. This is one I wrote a couple of years ago.
In fact,
this is called Back at My Side.
Okay.
Farewell, my love, I'm leaving today. What will you do while I am away? I'll write you letters just like when we were young. I'll sign them with my name and I'll seal them with my tongue. When the postman says, hey, that's the second one today, I say it's just what I do when my love is sent away. Have you ever seen someone scared out of their mind? How long till the world puts you back at my side? Farewell, my love, I'm leaving today. What will you do while I am away? Now keep your picture in my pocket. I'll fill the skies with bottle rockets so you can see from your dark place someone still wants to touch your face. Those soiled by scenes you cease to describe. How long till the world puts you back at my side? Farewell, my love, I am leaving today. What will you do while I am away? I'll throw another log on the stove. It's times like these, yeah, it gets pretty cold. Now I gotta chop and I gotta split, but I ain't gonna make any big deal out of it. I'll save you the maple and get by on the pine. While I am away, I'm gonna go to the mill that's pressing cider. I'll take it to your mom and I'll sit down beside her. I'll comb her long hair and listen to her muse. How she met your dad, he was varnishing the pews in the church where she would soon be his bride. How long till the world puts you back at mine? My love, I'm leaving today. What will you do while I am away? I'll go to the city where the boys bide their time, laying down the law while the shoes get shined. I got my yellow ribbon and a big old megaphone. I am gonna find someone that can bring you home. I'm defiant by day, defenseless by night. How long till the world puts you back at my side? How long till the world puts you back at my side? That was Back at My Side.
All right.
All right,
I don't
Dave.
Think there's a recording of that one yet, so you guys get that.
All right, it's an exclusive.
A WHFR exclusive.
Holy smokes.
Okay, you've heard it here first. Unless you've gone to one of his shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, you've been around a long time. Before you were playing this sophisticated singer-songwriter stuff, you did play some dirty, filthy rock and roll, didn't you?
Oh, certainly, yeah. Dirty, filthy, nasty, drunk rock and roll. I did that for a good 10 years, and I'll do it now and again, once in a while these days, too.
And what was the name of that band?
Oh, it's called the Junk Monkeys.
Yeah.
Oh, they were a great band. I used to like to go see them.
Oh, we had a good time. We had a good run for about 10 years, and we'd had a lot of fun, did a lot of stuff, and we have a lot of stories to tell.
Yeah, you put out like 3 or 4 records, or was it 2?
We had 2 on our own, and then we had 3 after we got signed to the label.
And who were you with that time?
We were with a label. We were kind of the ducks in the wrong pond. We were on a label called Metal Blade, which had bands like Lizzie Borden and all kinds of like axe murdering kind of bands, and we were just a bunch of guys that just liked to drink beer and have a good time. None of us owned an axe at all.
Oh, well, you do what you can.
Yes,
but
yeah.
Now you're a sophisticated singer songwriter.
Oh, I don't know if you could call it sophisticated. I mean, I don't have a dictionary, but it's the same one I had since I was in fourth grade, and I don't even have a thesaurus.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, it's all about the music. Can you do, like, 2 songs in a row, at least 2?
2 songs in a row?
Yeah, because it's all about the music.
Holy smokes, it's all about the music. That's what we're going to do. All right. This song is called Oh Thornetta. And, back in the Junk Monkey days, we had this lovely lady named Thornetta Davis come sing on one of our songs. And it turned out really nice. It was on a record called Bliss that the Junk Monkeys put out. And, you know, later on in life, I was told this story by my good friend Scotty. Scotty's one of the Thomas cousins, Tony and Scott Thomas. They had this one adventure one day in the summertime when Thornetta was playing in Traverse City, and this song is the story of that adventure. And it's almost completely true. I only had to change a couple things so that things would rhyme all right. So it's called Oh Thornetta. Sitting in the timbers cause it was raining on the lake. I was lifting up a beer and I was holding down a steak. My cousin Tony told me about a bar in Traverse City. They got Thornetta Davis, man, and she does sing pretty. We could go and hit a couple taverns on the way and be there by 12 in that city by the bay, yeah. Well, Tony had a T-bird that he got from his old man. I put on a T-shirt trying to show off my tan. We tried to plot a course to traverse from Hale on a map of Illinois. Well, that don't go so well. Now, Tony said, that's west and that's the way we're gonna head. Well, I said it sounded best, man. I was thankful I was fed. Here we go. Whoa, Thornetta, dear, how far we gotta go? Racing through the pines just trying to make it to your show. Whoa, Thornetta, dear, won't you keep us safe from harm? Wake us by the bay and hold us in your arms. Now we were rolling down the road, looking far out in the hall. We were taking in some scenery, we were spitting out some skull. I was singing Junior Brown, trying to warm up my voice, when I spied something up ahead, pretty and turquoise. The sign said, Lake Huron, man, and I started to cough. Well, Tony said, that's funny, man, my compass must be off. So we had a couple drinks, but I believe that they were spiked. Then we headed up to Taos, just trying to find our Uncle Mike. Now he was putting duct tape on the fender of his van when he said, let's go see what they're catching at the dam. Ah, they were baiting hooks with hot dogs and bologna. But I said, we gotta go, man, and I grabbed those keys from Tony. Here we go. How far we gotta go? Racing through the pines, just trying to make it to your show. Whoa, Thornetta, dear, won't you keep us safe from harm? Wake us by the bay and hold us in your arms. Now
Now some bars got Canadian Club and some they got VO. We started checking everyone just so we would know. Rude words were exchanged at a table in Gaylord. Oh, the details are sketchy, man, and need to be explored. Yeah, but I remember ducking for a fist hit my nose and Freddie Fender calling out Laredo Rose. We got back in the T-Bird, got away from all that mess. Thunetta's up ahead and all her loveliness. Yeah, the wind was dying down to rest for the night. And Grand Traverse Bay, man, it sparkled on the right. Ah, Tony said it's now for Thunetta's first tune. So we parked along the shore and gazed at lazy at the moon. Thunetta, dear, how far we gotta go? We're racing through the pines, trying to make it to your show. Thunetta, dear, won't you keep us safe from harm? Wake us by the bay and hold us in your arms. Imagine, if you will, the passage of time. Now her rhythm section smokes, but it's the ballads that I love. And I open my eyes to the sound of my morning dove. Yeah, this fantasy engagement was still ringing in my ears, but we'd missed the whole darn thing due to whiskeys and beers. Yeah, the T-Bird was our shelter through the night, you bet. And we sang in our slumber with every song in her set. Yeah! So who can blame a boy for racing across the state to hear Thunetta's thing in his dreams when it's late? Now girls are flocking around, a boy with some bread, and Tony woke to say, there's a trump parked on my head. We drove back the hail, we gave a guy a lift, two cousins on the road, just below the 40th lift. Here we go! Whoa, Thunetta, dear, how far we gotta go? Racing through the pines, just trying to make it to your show. Whoa, Thunetta, dear, won't you keep us safe from harm? Wake us by the bay and hold us in your arms. Wake us by the bay and hold us in your arms. All right, as per requested, we have two songs in a row. No chit-chat. Cut the chit-chat. Let's just move on. This is song, would this be song number 3 off the Piccolo Heart? It's called The Girl in Love.
What makes the moon yours? Keep, what makes your shoes so light on the street, and what bumps you into the one you're dying to meet? Go ask the girl in love. What makes you stay for just one more? What makes you run late when you never did before? And who checks the mirror when they walk through the door? Go ask the girl in love. Now how can a name coax a smile? What makes you blow kisses like it's going out of style? Gave you the guts to hang out for a while? Go ask the girl in love. What lets you slip between raindrops? Are you lingering in stairwells? Wait on rooftops, and who checks the mirror when they're wearing high tops? Go ask the girl in love. Now what shuts your mouth when you start to boast to a perfect stranger, a suspicious host? And what gave you the guts to raise a toast? Go ask the girl in love. stole the good out of goodbye and left it lying for you to find. And who swept the moon clean from the sky? Go ask the girl in love. Who swept your moon clean from the sky? Go ask the girl in love.
Thank you.
Hey. All right, very
well,
nice.
Thank you, Dave. That was real nice. That was off your new record?
Yes, yes. It's the new record called The Piccolo Heart, and that song was called Girl in Love.
Oh, that sounded great. We've been getting a lot of airplay on this new record right here at the station.
Oh, thanks so much for your support. You made it so I charted. I charted for the first time because of you.
Really?
Yeah. There's some chart called the Michigan Roots Chart, and I was number 14 with a bullet or something.
All right.
Well, good. Well, I want to remind everybody you're listening to Dave Boutette right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. And, we're about the halfway mark for the show today.
Time's flying.
Yeah, because it's, we're having fun.
I guess so.
Okay, I'm having fun. Thornetta was nice, and, what can we say?
Okay, and if people want to get a hold of you, you've got your Hotmail address, which is Dave Boutette. How about a MySpace or anything else?
Yeah, there's you can go to the MySpace, and it's Dave Boutette Music. And once again, Boutette is Boutette.
They can look on our website as well. And I also want to mention and remind people that this is being podcast. So for the next 12 weeks, if anybody you tell wants to check out this the performance today, they can go to www.whfr.fm, go down to the right side of the column, click on podcast, and you'll be there.
Oh, thank you.
For 12 weeks.
Oh, grand.
And anybody in the entire world can listen to you for the next month, 3 months.
3 months.
In the whole globe, across the whole globe.
Yeah, we're all united now.
In fact, across the whole globe, you've had some success in a few other countries, haven't you?
Well, just recently I got a review in Italy. I got an online review in Italy, and things have kind of started picking up since the holidays, regarding our Italian friends. And so hopefully we'll see about getting over there sometime, maybe in the summer or fall.
Okay, it'd be good to go over and say grazie.
Exactly. Molto grazie.
All right. That sounds great. So what do you have for us now?
This is a snapping little number. This is called Lazy Girls.
Lazy girls in my neighborhood. Lazy girl, the only thing worse is lazy girls loving curse. Hi, lazy girls, stay on my mind when I'm out working overtime. Lazy girl, do what you please, just watch out for the authorities. Now I got things to do in this world that you don't understand. Could you just have a little respect, respect for the working man? Shuba, a shuba, a lavio, dovio, poop, down, squeep, down, damn. I got things to do in this world that you don't understand. I can't just have a little respect, respect for the working man. Ah, lazy girls, they can't stay employed because they're busy chasing lazy boys. Well, I guess the only thing to do is I get lazy too.
That was called Lazy Girls, and I had a little help writing that from my pal Dan Hazlett. He lives up in Waterford, and Dan Hazlett and I were staying
up north together in the same room, and we were both trying to write a song, and we were trying really hard to write, you know, a song. He was trying to write his song, I was trying to write my song, and we were just kind of going batty and getting cabin fever and going stir crazy in this place. And so we said, hey, why don't we just take a break from the hard songs and just write an easy song? So it, in about like, you know, it took like 6 or 7 minutes, and we had Lazy Girls out. And I don't think he does it, though. I think I'm the only one out of the two that does.
You mean that's an easy song?
That, well, you know, it was easy compared to what we were, you know, each trying to do. And so we just whipped it out, and then that was sort of the release. That was the big release so that we could finish what we were really working on.
Oh, you should do more of those easy songs.
I'll see what I can do. I try to do the easy ones. I'm not doing the hard ones today.
Looking through your influences, I saw your influences included Texas Swing.
Yeah.
So I can see that in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, a long while back, I got this disc. It was an artist called Pee Wee King and his Golden West Cowboys. And it was just packed. It had like 26, 27 songs on it. And there weren't any songs that you'd ever heard before, but they were all just gold. I just loved them. And just happy Texas swing songs from like the 40s and early 50s. And I just ate that stuff up. I loved it. Loved it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, what are you going to let our listeners eat up right now?
Well, probably, you know, nothing that's Texas Swing. But this is a, let's see, what do we got here? This is another relatively new song here.
Okay.
It's kind of topical. So if this is being broadcast over podcast over the next 12 weeks, you know, this topic is going to be, you know, pretty relevant over the next 12 weeks, I would imagine. And this song is called Will You Make the World Better?
Light slips into an Illinois town at the start of a brand new day, and the pigeons on the courthouse steps are all shooed away, and the clerk pulls out the podium, finds a level place. You don't want to lean too far either way this early in the race. Your men are on the school bus, and they're patting down the band, while you put on your best blue denim, cause their folks work the land. They come to see a candidate, some for the very first time, and as you step up to the microphone, there's just one thing on their minds now. Will you make the world better? Will you make the world better? Will you make the world better? Can't you see that a lot of folks think a vote is a wish with a third-rate guarantee? Yeah, we all stood on a Florida beach watching the rockets' red glare. Takes a lot of brains and money to get something so big up there. Well, I don't know about the moon or Mars. I made my giant leap. Yeah, I paid off the hospital. Now I gotta sleep here on the beach now. Will you make the world better? Will you make the world? Will you make the world better? Pretty scary when you sell off everything you own and just throw a Hail Mary. At the end of the summer, when the wind chimes start to sing, and the rich folks on the TV start to pack up everything, and the riverboats dance like a Mardi Gras drunk, and the waters rise to ruin, or will you call in one of your pals, or someone who knows what the hell they're doing now? Will you make the world better? Will you?
across a white man's bridge where there's no place left to go. No, no. My dad was in the Philippines when he was just 18. He saw his tracers slice the jungle of man, and that ain't a pretty thing. Yeah, you can fight for honor, you can fight for show. Whatever side of the fence you're on, comes a time to bring them home. Now, will you make the world better? Will you make the world better?
Thanks.
In fact, just asking that question often can make the world a better place.
Oh, man. Well, it can also make candidates just stop in their tracks, too.
And you need that. Yes.
Yeah. That was another song that I had a little bit of help on from a guy you might have heard of from Grand Rapids named Drew Nelson. He helped me out with a little bit with the last verse, because Drew had a little time in the military and I definitely didn't. So kudos to Drew Nelson. You'll get him in here one day.
Okay.
You'll love him.
All right. Well, we'll just keep on playing that music. You got about 20 minutes to go.
All right.
In fact, can you do another twofer? Can you do two in a row?
Two in a row? Are you crazy?
We demand this.
Oh, God.
Break the whip.
All right, let's see. This is called Casual Thing. Casual Thing. This is in the key of A for those playing along at home.
Affairs, it's getting rough. They're hot under the collar when remarks are off the cuff. But I'll stay in the ring till I've had enough. You could turn me into a clown or a king. This ain't no casual thing. Please call a doctor, come check my health. Always writing out a bill for the hand that I've been dealt. And I can't mend all by myself. Call me in the morning when my sirens ring. This ain't no casual thing. Yeah, the summer sun is folding across my city streets today. Are you gonna stay? Yeah, I stand in the kitchen stirring my roux. Any room with you is a room with a view. And don't turn away, I tell you true. Stirring right beside me, I'm gonna make you see it. Yeah. This ain't no casual thing. Nope, you better dig it in. Head on the radio, it's the same old tune. All the bullets are flying, just a little bit more room. Sounds like the curtain won't be coming soon. Yeah, listen for me, darling, and the news that I bring. This ain't no casual thing. You ain't always on my mind, love, but you have slipped into my soul so deep I can't let go. Well now, like I got a bow tie, I got tux with studs. Won't you stand back, girl? I got Canadian blood. It cuts through ice and it cuts through mud. You can dress for comfort, you can call this a fling, yeah, but it ain't no casual thing. Nope, you better dig this. If you weren't real, it would be so sad. It's too late, girl, now the cat's out of the bag. And I don't mind standing up to brag. Yeah, you can't take your words back, cause I tied them up with bows. Oh, y'all hooked, everybody knows. I like what you wear to sleep in. I like the shape of your nose. Yeah, goodness knows. And how this could take a minute, this could take all day. Sooner or later, I'm gonna know what to say. But you knew all along anyway. Don't you turn the clocks back, let the bells ring. Cause this ain't no casual thing. This ain't no casual thing. And diddly doo. Yeah, that was called Casual Thing. And now keeping it up with our two songs in a row, keeping the chit-chat down on WHFR Direct from the Grand Metropolis of Dearborn. My name's Dave Boutette, and this one is called Iva. It's about a little, it takes place in a little town called Sterling, Michigan. On my way to Sterling in a big red truck, looking for work and a change of luck. Yeah, them wildcat drillers, they've been having a time, so I got a spot on their line. Oh, Iva, I would die living alone. So Iva, come with me back to my home. While we work the fields, pulling crude from the ground, Iva's chicken dinner was right there in town. I saw her, and I swear, I went and combed my hair. Oh, Iva, I would die living alone. So Iva, come with me back to my home. Oh, I was walking down the street, dreaming, dreaming how we'd meet at some social affair where the soft lights glow. But I woke up walking alone. I've got so many fish, it ain't fair. I catch anything swimming in there. No, I won't be like the others, tugging your line. Oh, Iva, I've made up my mind. Oh, Iva, I would die living alone. So, Iva, come with me back to my home. Yeah, I play the spoon. I'm gonna sing, Iva, undo your little apron strings. Yeah, froggy, come a-courtin', pretty as you please. But Iva, I'm skinning my knees. Oh, Iva. Iva. That goes out to everyone at Iva's Chicken Dinner in Sterling, Michigan.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, you are listening to WHFR, the station making waves. We've got Dave Boutette in Studio J today on the Motor Live Drive, and you're going to be at the Trinity House, which is on 6 Mile in Livonia this Saturday night.
Correct, 6 Mile and I-275. It's kind of like a place, that neighborhood is all big block stores, big blocks of buildings, and the Trinity House is this tiny little white building that was a church built in the 1800s, and it kind of is, it's the little David amongst all the Goliaths out there, and
It's a nice, beautiful spot, and it's you can really get in, you know, up close to the artists that are playing there. And you know, before or after the show, you can walk around and back, and there's an old cemetery. There's an old cemetery with headstones that go all the way back to the Civil War times.
Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whoa, that does sound cool.
It's a nice place, and it's run by some very nice people.
All right.
In fact, one of them is another of our DJs here at WHFR.
Oh, Bill.
Bill Keith.
Yeah, in fact, he told me to tell you to say hi to you.
Oh, that's sweet. He's a good man. He's been one of our biggest supporters over there.
Yep, and you can hear him every Saturday morning at
10 a.m.
10
a.m.
No,
11 to 1, actually, right after the morning forum.
Okay. Well, you have... Oh, a little more than 10 minutes. You have 13 minutes to go.
All right. Let's see what we can do here. This is a... You know, I have a lot of compatriots out there in the guitar-playing world that are out there playing four or five nights a week, four or five sets a night, and they're playing in places... Oh, they're playing in these places where it's like bar rooms and saloons, and they're playing party decks, and they're playing all kinds of places where there's lots of pinball games, and they have karaoke every other night when they're not there, and... you know, a lot of times these fellas, they get up there and it's their job. They go up there and they have to do James Taylor and they have to do Van Morrison. And then when they're done with that, they have to do Jim Croce. And then when they're done with that, they have to do Jimmy Buffett. And one thing I could just, if I could just ask a favor of the general public, when you're going to those places and you see those fellas up there working, or the gals too, you know, they're all up there just making their living. One thing you could do just as a favor to them is just ask them to play a song that they wrote. Whatever you do, don't ask them to play Brown Eyed Girl. Please, please, please don't ask them to play Brown Eyed Girl. Nothing against the song, but I got a feeling, you know, the way a guy working in a factory may have, you know, drilled the same drill on a drill press 7,000 times in the last 6 months. Well, those guys have probably played Brown Eyed Girl 7,000 times in the last 6 months, and they just need a little break. So this song goes out to them. This is called Jimmy Jim, James and Van.
Fun out in the sun, and everyone from the regatta's here in flash. Here comes the cash. Life is a bash when you're on holiday every day. Damn, dish up the ham. They're waving both hands and they're waving back. And wow, some talent scout, come check me out. Bet he'll be back again with a fountain pen. Oh, the friends we'll have when we start playing Jimmy Jim, James Van. Hey, why don't you stay? We'll sleep in all day, then just go drive around and deal. You take the wheel, bourbon or beel, drop me off anywhere, yeah, I'll be square. Oh, the friends we'll have when we start playing Jimmy Jim, James and Van. Ah, the friends we're gonna have when we start playing Jimmy Jim, James Van. Buffett and Croce and Taylor and Morrison, what do you think of our shows? Please send us your blessings in medicine, man. We got two more sets to go, and it's hard coming down. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la.
I got a friend in the back. He's got a paper bag full of harmonicas. He was wondering if he could come up and just play a little sha.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, sha-la.
It's my daughter's 18th birthday. How about a big round of happy birthday for all the girls sitting around in the back of the sha.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la.
Play the gambler, play the gambler. It's Kenny Rogers. You know it? It's the gambler, gambler, gambler. You know it? Play the gambler.
Cha-di-ya-di-ya. James Bay. James and Van. Check, there's frost on the deck, my hands are a wreck, and I should go back to school, and yes, no more requests, call up the press, I got a tune. You people might have not heard before. Jimmy, Jim, James, and Van.
Oh, that was great. In fact, every week on Motor, the first hour, we announce who's playing around town where, and I know you've certainly have probably played a lot of the places with pinball machines and TVs playing at the same time, but you also have a very colorful number of venues. I know I've announced you playing at bakeries and health food stores and Sunday afternoons and buffets and brunches. You get around town. And
you know, I made a rule a couple years ago, you know, but despite all that variety, like the rule that I made about just about 2 years ago was that it had to be fun or lucrative. Or both, or I wouldn't do it. And you just wouldn't believe how it just wiped the calendar clean. Everything just went kaput after that. And I had all kinds of time to take up new hobbies and all kinds of things. So, yeah, like, I just try to, it was because it wasn't so fun a couple of years ago because I was driving to Dayton, Ohio for, you know, $28 and things like that. And I'm done with that. I don't have to do that anymore.
Well, you must be having fun today because we're not lucrative. So.
Exactly. This is a ball.
Okay.
All right.
And you've got a brand new record out.
Yes.
Called Piccolo Heart.
Yes.
And, in fact, Margaret, what do you like?
There are a couple of them
that?
On there that I really like. I like the Waltz of the Smelt. That's truly a Midwest-type song, but there's a lot of them in here. In fact, Roger asked me which ones I liked, and I found I'd circled everyone on here.
Oh, come on. Thank you so much. That's sweet.
With a couple with stars, so...
But let me ask, after that last song, what is your favorite song off your new record?
My favorite song? You know what? I might do it right here. It's actually one that I didn't write. This is an old Stephen Foster song. It's a Judith Adelman arrangement of a Stephen Foster song. Stephen Foster was the guy that wrote Camp Down Races and Beautiful Dreamer and things like that.
And
the poor fella died drunk and penniless.
He
his
was a
songs
songwriter.
Just live on and live on and live on. And this is one that you don't hear too often. This is called Why No One to Love? ? Lovely beneath the blue skies. No one to love, no one to love. Why no one to love? What have you done in this beautiful world that you're sighing for no one to love? Soul who has nothing to dwell on, how sad must its brightest hours prove? Lonely the dull, brooding spirit must be that has no one to cherish and love. No one to love, no one to love. Done in this beautiful world that you're sighing. dwell on the earth that would greet you with kind words of cheer. Many who gladly would join in your pleasure are sharing your grief with a tear. No one to love, no one to love. Why no one to love? Where have you roamed in this beautiful world that you're sighing? No one to love. Where have you roamed in this beautiful world that you're sighing? Get yourself a guitar, you take some time, you learn to play. On Broadway, on Broadway.
Thank you.
Okay. And I want to remind everybody, you're listening to Dave Boutette right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. He's got a big show coming up at the Trinity House.
Oh, yeah, with Joe Serapair, Jim Beiser, Chris Buhalis, all in the round. It's going to be a good night. Good night. Show starts at 8 o'clock.
That's Saturday. Saturday.
Saturday.
I'm gonna bone ya.
And you've got a brand new record out?
The Piccolo Heart. Produced by an old Detroiter, Adam Druckmann. You might know that name. It's been floating around for a while. He's got a studio out in Dexter, and the record's called The Piccolo Heart.
Okay, and where can people get that record?
I'll tell you what, you can get it over there at the CD Baby. Just Whoa. Head on over, if you're listening on the interweb, get over there to CD Baby and just put in Piccolo Heart, and you should be able to find something.
All right, and people can find you at...
Over there, MySpace, Dave Boutette Music. And Boutette is Boutette. Dave Boutette Music over on MySpace.
All right, well, we're just about done here for the day. We've got, we are done. We have to say goodbye.
All right.
In fact, let's see if we got, take over, Peg.
All righty. Well, actually, we don't have the Jump Buttons music queued up yet, so can you just play us out?
Well, certainly. It'd be my pleasure.
All right. And thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks for having me down.
Okay.
So, you can just start out.
Oh, the lamp down on my street. Each night I stop and stare at all the things that it will show me. Oh, but you're not ever there. Oh, the lamp down on my street. I'm gonna put it out one night. And I'll finally get some sleep out of first since you're goodbye. You used to stand below my window calling out my name. You knew you were just playing.